The first criminal trial of an American president will begin later today as prosecutors and defense lawyers convene in a Manhattan courtroom to begin selecting the jury. And as we know, the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged Mr. Trump with 34 felonies, accusing him of falsifying documents to conceal a sex scandal. Let's bring in Matthew Schneider, leader of investigations and white collar defense practice at Honigman Law. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. It certainly will be a very interesting next few weeks as we watch this jury selection play out and then get the trial started.
So hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned. There's this 42 questionnaire that they have to answer, things like, do they follow QAnon? You know, things like lots of different questions. And how many people can be impartial?
So there's 42 questions that they're all asked on this questionnaire, plus subpart questions. So there's actually a lot more than 42 questions. And a lot of those questions are very simple that you would see in any other trial that you can flesh out whether or not somebody can be impartial. You know, what your background is, you know, what your feelings are toward the government or law enforcement, those are always asked. Interestingly, there's a lot of questions here that are asked that are never asked, and that's really what's it about, trying to find out whether or not these people can be impartial. And it has to do with Trump, and do you know Trump, and have you already made up your mind in this case one way or the other? That's really what both parties are trying to figure out, whether or not they're going to get a blank slate of jurors or whether people who have preconceived notions, which they're trying to avoid.
Matt, the former president has this contentious relationship with the legal system. You know, when you think about his actions, you know, how might his actions or his statements outside the courtroom, because you know they're going to be some, influence proceedings inside? I mean, because this jury is not going to be sequestered, I imagine, right? They'll be able to go home, and I'm sure they'll be told not to look at television or discuss this, but they could still do that.
They could, but they're told not to, and they also will be an anonymous jury, which is fairly unusual. They'll be kept out of the public eye, so if they do happen to glance at the news, they won't be seeing their own names in there or their own addresses. That'll be kept secret. But really, this is all a misnomer, jury selection, picking these jurors. That's not what jury selection is about. It's about who not to pick. You get thrown these jurors, and you strike them off based on who you don't like. That's really what the jury selection process is. And so both sides will be looking for who are the people that I want to eliminate from this jury pool, not as much as who are the people that I want on it.
So who, based on your perspective, whether you're the prosecutor or the defense, who do you most want to get rid of? And also, Matthew, they're going to be asked all these questions. How can you verify that they're being honest? Can they fact check this or verify these things in real time?
It's very difficult to do that, but both parties have the ability to look onto the internet and find out what their social media is and really whether or not they've changed their social media. So they can look at their Facebook accounts. They can do some background research into those jurors. Who you're actually looking for, you know, that can be straightforward. You know, I've tried a lot of jury cases. I can tell you I always strike off the lawyers. They think they're smarter than everybody else, and they're not. So they're always a problem. Get rid of the lawyers. You don't want those on your jury. And then try to find people who really don't view this as a vote. They don't view this as a vote for the presidential election. Rather, they view it as a vote in the courtroom just on these facts. That's who they're trying to find.
How long could jury selection take, and when might this case actually get going?
I'd say anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks, and probably on the longer side of that, because they've got 500 people to go through the process. They have to weed out so many people. At the beginning, it'll actually be quite easy to get off of this jury because the judge has put in a process that said, if you don't want to serve, we won't even question you about that. You can be excused. So it should move along quickly, but I think maybe we could be done this week, but it's unlikely.
What do you think the former president's legal team, the strategy will be for his defense in this case?
He's trying to find people who will believe him when he's saying that these payments that ultimately went to Stormy Daniels and another person, that they were really lawyers' payments and they were legal fees. And he's trying to get people who probably have some experience in the legal system and the business system who might have done some of these complex business transactions in the past. That's the type of person he's looking for. There's another school of thought where he might want people who are completely uneducated in that, that they could be fooled by his defense if it is a foolish defense. That's, you know, there's two different ways to see it. And again, you can't really figure that out until you get into the courtroom and you figure out who is on that jury panel and who you're trying to get rid of.
This, we should point out that it's the hush money is, they call it the hush money case, but paying someone hush money is not illegal. It's the ledger entries or the cover-up that they're charging him for, and 34 separate felonies for 34 separate ledger entries. But under the New York law, they must show that he cooked the books, quote, with the intent to commit another crime or to aid or conceal the commission thereof. Matthew, where's the other crime?
Yeah, precisely. The prosecution has never indicated that. I've always thought that that is a real big problem for the government. They haven't been forthright in putting that out there. I think that's an issue on appeal. You have to know in the American system what you're being tried on. This is not the Franz Kafka trial. This is not an adversarial system in a foreign country. So that is a serious problem. And I think that even no matter what the result is here, that issue will live on appeal if the defendant is convicted. If Mr. Trump's convicted, he's certainly going to be raising that again and again.
The official witness list comes out today, but names on there are Hope Hicks, Mr. Cohen, Mr. Trump himself.
Stormy?
Could testify Stormy? It's like we're going backwards.
Right, it is. And he's always said, oh, I'll testify. And then ultimately he doesn't do it most of the time, right? So he has said that in the past. He has no obligation to testify. He doesn't have to put any witness evidence forward at all. And I think it'd be unlikely that he would testify because he has made so many contradictory statements in the past.
Well, the perjury trap, right?
Exactly. I mean, they would be able to catch him in all of those things, and it would not be wise for him to testify, but that's his decision. He can do what he wants.
We know that it's been said that New York and this district would be, you know, fertile ground to find a lot of anti-Trump liberals, but bottom line, how high is the bar for the prosecution? Because it only takes one juror, one holdout, to throw a lot of sand in the gears.
That's true. The prosecution needs 12 people unanimously to convict. The defense only needs one holdout. They need one person who says, I'm not going to go along with this. Even if they get one person and it's a mistrial, then if you have to try this case again, that puts up so many hurdles for the prosecution because their witnesses could contradict themselves on the retrial. It's really fraught with peril for that side.
The first former U.S. president to be criminally prosecuted. This is a remarkable day. Starts with jury selection. Later on today, Matthew Schneider, leader of investigations and white-collar defense at Honigman Law. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's 7:35, M.L. Elric with an interesting op-ed in the Detroit Free Press.